Since its foundation, Liberia has had the United States as a traditional ally. It has also had diplomatic relations with Russia dating back to 1956. But Liberia-Russia relations began to sour in 2022 when Liberia joined the United States and other countries in a vote to suspend Russia from the UN Human Rights Council because of the Ukraine war, as political parties crisscrossed the country campaigning for the October 10 presidential elections. It appears Liberia's foreign policy is coming to the forefront. The Economic Freedom Fighters of Liberia, a pressure group-turned political party, said recently that Liberia needs to cement its relations with Russia. The party is supporting the presidential bid of former Vice President Joseph Boakai of the Unity Party. Jefferson Koji, the Secretary General of the ruling CDC, has accused the main opposition Unity Party, and by extension its candidate, Joseph Yuma Boakai, of soliciting the support of Moscow during the elections.
Information on our domains suggests the Unity Party, that there were a delegation that left the country to interact with some Russian. We got the details. Former Vice President Joseph Boakai, he's been out there desperately trying to find resources for these elections. So the Russians were one of his options. He started a conversation with them. What we are opting to know is their current relationship with them, whether it has some the national security threat.
However, Mo Ali, the campaign spokesman for main opposition UP, says Koji's allegations are fabricated and that Liberia needs to have relations with all countries.
It's the CDC that has got connections with Russian group. As a matter of fact, the CDC has run out of idea on moving this country forward. And so they are running around with petty trash all around here. The United Party is not going to engage into those kind of hogwash politics. The countries that we deal with, we have our allies. That does not mean that we not have relationships. Liberia is an underdeveloped country, and we want to have relationships across the board with everybody. So nobody should pin this campaign we are running on whether you want to have a relationship with this other country or that other country.
Rufus Newell is a lawyer and former chief of protocol of Liberia who is running for a seat in the House of Representatives in Montserrat County, District 8.
Is always discussed when it's election time, because whoever will be voted as a president of the republic will be given the power by mandate of the full honor article 57 to conclude and conduct the foreign affairs of our country. I think we should take into consideration the historical foundation of our country.
He says that means that everyone should recognize that Liberia and the U.S. have ties that are traditional and inseparable, despite whatever relations the government or political parties pursued with other countries. Reporting for VOA's Daybreak Africa, I'm Denise Nipsey in Monrovia, Liberia.